Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a big day today. WAMC planning on airing coverage starting at 9:30 this morning, a shortened roundtable, as the House of Representatives is holding a first day of hearings on the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. Democrats launching their investigation, beginning with a focus on law enforcement officers who were attacked and beaten as the rioters broke into the building. It's an effort to put a human face on the violence of the day, says the AP. Police officers who are testifying endured some of the worst brutality. The panel's first hearing comes as partisan tensions have only worsened since the insurrection, including I heard yesterday, Alan, that Kevin McCarthy called Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger Pelosi Republicans.
That's right, David. This is one of the scariest things we've ever had. There's a reality. The reality is these thousands of people invaded the U.S. Capitol for the first time. We saw them do it. We saw them attack police officers. We saw them swinging their flags in a dangerous manner, breaking windows, and the American people saw it. Now, the Republicans are desperate to divert attention from that. So they're holding press conferences before, during, after. They're going to do everything in their power to deal with the absolute certainty that the American people saw it. You know, there is the old story about the emperor wore no clothes. Well, yes, in this case, the American people saw it. It was physical. It was there. We saw it. So now they're going to say either it didn't happen or they were just tourists or they had a right to be there. They can say anything they wanted. And now you'll have all of these peace officers who were there, who saw it in person, saying what they saw. So it will be a very difficult situation for the Republicans to try to get rid of the absolute fact that we all saw it, period. End of discussion. Then comes the question as to whether the head miscreant, in the form of Donald Trump, told them to go down there and do damage and lied, as usual, and said, I'll be there with you. I'm going with you. He didn't go with them, but he did incite them. Now, if he gets away with that, it will be awful. And so what this committee has to do is to make sure the facts, not lies, but the facts of how it happened. They will show the president of the United States. They will show what he said. They will show him starting this whole riot off. And that is what we are going to see today. It is, to my way of thinking, the worst thing that we have ever seen in terms of the American democracy. This is a threat of the first order. He did it, and it's a pretty good indication of what he would do if he were elected president.
A tipping point from the Washington Post this morning, Alan. Government officials, health groups moved to require coronavirus vaccines for workers. The Department of Veterans Affairs, which runs one of the nation's largest health systems, announced yesterday it would mandate coronavirus vaccines for its frontline workers. It's the first federal agency to do so. The state of California and the city of New York gave workers a choice, get vaccinated or face weekly testing. And an array of hospitals from coast to coast, including the prestigious Mayo Clinic, declared they would require staff to get vaccinated following a joint plea from the nation's major medical groups. Seems like now maybe we will get some more people vaccinated.
David, how many times have I told you that every American should be vaccinated unless they have a life-threatening disease or something that would obviously say, okay, this person should be excused? I'm talking every American. So the idea that you'd go into a hospital and be treated by somebody who has subjected themselves to COVID is something that is too much to understand. Every American should be mandated to have a shot. And if they don't, they should face consequences. I don't know what those consequences are. I don't know if it's a traffic ticket, and I don't know if it's time in jail. But I'll tell you this, when you threaten others, and the people who are not getting vaccinated are, whether they believe it or not, threatening others. So, yes, there should be a law. Everybody should be vaccinated. And if it turns out that we need booster shots, then we should get booster shots. We are talking about the survival of the country and, frankly, of the world.
Well, Alan, at his first news conference in 9 days, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo applauded the Department of Justice's decision to drop a federal probe into New York's handling of COVID-19 nursing home deaths. It was an outrageous allegation, Cuomo said. By the numbers of death as a percentage, New York is number 31 in the country of nursing home deaths. We're not even near the top in terms of percentage of deaths in nursing homes. Why New York? Except that it was all politically motivated. Republicans at the state and federal level criticized the decision, including Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd District, writing a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland demanding answers to why the Department of Justice stopped the investigation. A win for Cuomo?
Well, of course, this is a win for Cuomo. In fact, we now have Speaker Carl Hastie, I've just written a column about this, saying no impeachment. I think from what we're seeing, along with the feds basically taking hands off, that Cuomo has survived this. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've been saying all along, as you know, David, that he would run again, and I think there's a very good chance that he'll win again. However, we don't really know what the Republicans are going to come up with as an opponent. If the people who are now announcing go ahead and run for governor on the Republican side, Cuomo will win. Now, there's something we have to look at here, and that is the role of the Working Families Party. They don't like Cuomo, that's for sure. They ran against him the last time and they primaried him. They'll do it again now. So in a general election, you could have the Republicans, you could have the working families dragging some of the progressives over the line, and you could have the regular Democrats supporting Cuomo. That could spell real danger for Cuomo.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Again, a reminder, 9:30 this morning, live coverage from the House of Representatives on the January 6th committee investigation, a shortened roundtable. But we'll be back tomorrow. You can bet on it.
You can.